A major global study published today in The Lancet reveals that there are now more people who are obese than underweight in the world. Six nations, including Australia, recorded dramatic increases in obesity levels over the past 40 years. Senior researcher Professor Majid Azati from the School of Public Health at Imperial College London says the findings provide more evidence of a widening gap between the haves and have-nots in the world.
That's a part of the message, that there are parts of the world that are still suffering from high levels of undernourishment. And then there are many other parts that are actually, passing an era of obesity and entering an era of severe obesity.
But the bottom line is that you say there's now evidence that more people in the world are obese than are underweight. Is that correct?
That's right. So there are now, for the first time, for the past few years, more obese people than people who are underweight.
Does that mean that there are fewer people who are underweight?
In most regions, yes. That being said, there are some regions of the world, and largely South Asia, so India and its neighbors, and East and Central Africa, where high levels of underweight are still remaining.
So in some sense, although the news about obesity is not good, there is some good news in that it seems as though there are fewer people who are malnourished in the world. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So undernourishment is going down in the world, and that's a good thing. It should have gone down, in our view, given everything we know about food and given the levels of food consumption throughout the world. It should have gone down faster, but that being said, it is going down, and many regions have done really well in reducing it.
And how do you define underweight?
So underweight is a person whose body mass index is less than 18.5 kilograms per meter squared. So that would be quite actually a very, underweight is, it's repetitive, but a very thin person, the person who actually has their weight is so low that it would have implications for their health. And in the case of women of childbearing age, it could have implications for their baby.
The survey reveals that in the past 40 years, there's been a startling increase in the number of obese people worldwide. So it's gone from 105 million in 1975 to 641 million in 2014. I know this is confined to just a few countries, and we'll talk about that shortly, but what's changed in the last 40 years to bring about that dramatic increase, do you think?
A part of that increase is obviously just a larger population in the world, but there has been, depending on gender, large increase also just in the level of obesity. And so what's happening is that many countries, and especially many middle-income countries, but also some parts of the high-income world, have just been gaining a lot of weight. So a larger and larger share of the population are obese. And again, as we find, in some countries, a larger and larger share of the population are severely obese. So just rising body weight, and we estimate that for the world as a whole, this is about 1.5 kilograms per decade on average rise in body weight, and some areas more, some areas less.
And as I mentioned earlier,
imagine every person in the world getting heavier by 1.5 kilograms each decade.
Yes. Although the news is not good for us here in Australia, because it seems that, according to the study, obesity is concentrated in a handful of nations: Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, the UK, and the USA.
Yeah, so just to be clear, when we look at the high-income world alone, the English-speaking countries do particularly badly. So when we look at the world as a whole, actually the worst problem is in some middle-income countries, some of the Pacific Island nations, not very far from you, places like American Samoa and Nauru and Marshall Islands and some of the Pacific Islands do quite badly. Parts of Middle East and North Africa do very badly. Parts of the Caribbean and Latin America do very badly. And then English-speaking countries, they really seem separate from other high-income countries. Places like Japan or South Korea or continental Europe do a lot better than the English-speaking world.
Yeah, but there's Switzerland, France, as you mentioned, Japan, Singapore, no change in 40 years, yet still developed countries with plenty of fast food available. So What's the difference between the countries that have had this dramatic increase, do you think, and those that haven't?
Well, I mean, it must be, in some sense, we don't get in detail into the reasons of this, but it must really be the food environment. So it is more likely in continental Europe for people to be eating fresh and whole foods, and it is a lot more likely in the English-speaking world for the food to be more processed and less sort of wholesome and fresh. So I think the food environment and perhaps the food environment, especially for the lowest income groups who have the least ability to buy fresh foods, must be a part of this story and hopefully a part of the solution if we take on it.
That's Professor Majid Azati from the School of Public Health at Imperial College London.